The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mitoch in respect to our life and our health. Shalom Uvracha. We are continuing our shiur on Bitochen, specifically relating to issues of life and death and watching over ourselves. By the way, I was supposed to be right now at the chasen at this time, because Rosh Baruch Hu wanted me to say the shiur, so the chasen is a little bit delayed, as most chasenes are, Baruch Hashem. Mazel tov to the landings. Should be advised to Teferis. Back to us. So, the issue of watching over our health and our life, Hashem set up the world in a fashion that He watches over us, but He also wants us to do our part and not to injure ourselves. Somebody told me in certain religions they believe that everything is in the hands of Hashem and you can do whatever you want. You could drive recklessly, you could jump off a cliff. Hashem, their God, whatever they call it, is going to watch over you, Kilo. Which by us is doing such things as either suicide or homicide. And because Hashem set up in the world that, like we said, we do our thing, do the right proper shtablis, and Hashem will make sure that everything works out for the best. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, and Hashem lo yishmo ir shov shokat shomer. If Hashem doesn't watch over the city, then the shomer is there for no reason. So the obvious question is, monoshach, the shomer seems to be there for no reason. If Hashem watches over it, then you don't need the shomer, and if Hashem doesn't watch it over, the shomer won't help. Well, the answer is no. The shomer, if he's doing his right to establish, is to watch over the city, which is necessary, then echanami. Then he's not the bishov. He's doing the right thing. Even avodas Hashem to do it. Just we need also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't watch over us, then we can watch as much as we want and won't help. I remember when I first came there to the neighborhood, Kupat Cholim made a thing. There was some, for some reason, there was some type of concern of some bombs or chemical bombs or whatever. It wasn't the Gulf War. It was way afterwards. It was
Kol HaLashon.
It was when I was in Beit Shemesh already. And they were trying to calm people down and tell them that we're all prepared for this. And Chas V'Shalom, something happens, we have a whole system to deal with it. So after everybody spoke, I asked, the Olam, are you really calm? If Chas V'Shalom something happens, Kupat Cholim will take care of everything for you. Come about, nobody was calm about that. That's what I said. That we have to understand. We have to do our establishment, but we should remain calm because we're in Hashem's hands, and He'll do what's good for us. We don't know what the result will be, but we know for sure that we're good hands. The more we put ourselves in Hashem's hands, that in itself gives us a bigger shmira. Some of us in our present situation also, the more a person has peace of mind, not the type of peace of mind that causes a person to just not relate to the situation. No, but in a situation which is dangerous, that together with that, I have the peace of mind that I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then I realize that the reason why I have peace of mind is because I am in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I should really put myself in Hashem's hands, like we saw before. If I say I'm totally in Hashem's hands, but when it comes to my Torah and mitzvahs, I take it laxly, that means I don't really believe that I'm in Hashem's hands. Because if I'm in Hashem's hands, why would I take His avodas Hashem lightly? Al-Kopanim, that's the way it is. We should avoid sakonas and do what we can to retain our health and be zeichet to long lives, but realize everything's in the hands of Him. And The other side of the coin was that that lo tenatzas Hashem lekechem. Don't test Hashem to see, oh, let's see if Hashem is going to protect me. I'll do this. It goes in two directions. Number one is don't put yourself in a place of danger and see how much Hashem is going to go out for you, because Hashem may not go out for you. And we'll see more about that tomorrow. Nothing, even in our avodas Hashem, we shouldn't set up in a fashion that, oh, I'm going to do some big mitzvah and then Hashem's going to take care of me. We're not going to force Hashem to take care of us. So we should do the mitzvahs with the right intent. We're doing the Ratzon Hashem, and yet Hashem will take care of us. We should have a wonderful day with the peace of mind of realizing that we're in the loving hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're with Him, it's Hashem. He will be with us. He always is with us, but He's even extra special Shemira.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.